leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Replacing Lockwood Smith at question time as Deputy Eric Roy came up against New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Order.
The policy,
member
I haven't finished yet.
Member will resume.
I haven't finished yet.
I don't care. The member will resume his seat. The member will resume his seat.
Mr. Peters was angry at the Prime Minister's response to his question about superannuation.
I've made our policies in terms of super very clear, that we're maintaining the age and we're maintaining the floor at 66% linked to average wages. And what I can say to the Honourable Member is if one day he forms a government with Labor and the Greens, it's going to be really interesting because he hates their policy and he hates that party.
Point of order.
Mr. Peters said the Prime Minister had no responsibility for the policies of opposition parties.
And you cannot let him get away with it.
Order, order.
You've got to do your job properly.
Order. The Prime Minister... look, I didn't hear... there's so much noise, I'm having difficulty hearing the member, which may be just as well.
Eric Roy, though, had no trouble hearing Mr. Key's response to a Labor question about superannuation.
They want to spend truckloads of money and make it work longer for their promises.
Point of order, Grant Robertson.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Labor's chief whip echoed Mr. Peters' complaint.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister has absolutely no responsibility for any of the members.
No,
Mr. Key, meanwhile, turned other Labor questions back on one of their own MPs.
Well, let me say these words. The current superannuation system reflects a balanced approach to ensuring New Zealand's dignity in their retirement. Raising the retirement age won't work. It's by Andrew Little. That are the words from Andrew Little.
But Andrew Little had the last laugh when Mr. Roy accepted his request for a snap debate on the resignations of the chairman and senior executives at ACC.
This is a case of recent occurrence involving ministerial responsibility, and I accept it does require immediate intention of the House. I therefore call on Mr. Little to move that the House take note of the matter of urgent public importance.
Labor's ACC spokesman got straight to the point.
Mr. Speaker, ACC is in the deepest crisis it has been in its 38 years of existence. It is an absolute disgrace, and it is entirely the responsibility of that government. Two ministers have driven the proudest, greatest, most important institution in this country into the ground. Nick Smith started it.
He was followed by Judith Collins, who responded to Mr. Little by flinging some dirt back across the chamber about another of her predecessors.
And the former Minister of ACC, the Honourable Ruth Dyson, might well laugh. She was laughing not that hard when she had to resign as Minister of ACC because she was caught drunk driving as the Minister of ACC. Now, if we're going to talk about dirt, let's go down there. She said, so what, does she? Yeah, so what? Well...
ACC Minister Judith Collins in a snap debate about the resignations of the corporation's top brass, while Mr. Roy rejected the Greens' application for an urgent debate on the Auditor-General's decision to investigate the government's proposed deal with Sky City, allowing extra pokie machines in exchange for a new convention centre in Auckland. Now to the committee rooms and more on the superannuation issue from Rhys Lyon.
Appearing before the Finance and Expenditure Committee, Finance Minister Bill English acknowledged the rising cost of superannuation.
We've been saying for a long time that the cost of national super is going to go up. That is happening now. We've had a 30-year debate over what the structure of that system should be, and where it's arrived is a universal pension pay-as-you-go, supplemented by two things, the New Zealand Super Fund and KiwiSaver. And that amounts to a reasonably significant allocation of the total economic resource to supporting people over the age of 65.
The Finance Minister explained why the government's policy was to keep the age of superannuation at 65.
The government took the view a while ago that stability in those arrangements, given the tension that had been around them for a long time, was desirable. At the same time, we're focusing on some of the other long-term and more difficult fiscal costs such as healthcare and welfare dependency.
Finance Minister Bill English. Elsewhere, the Government Administration Committee was hearing evidence on a bill that will change the way MPs' salaries are set. Concerns about that were raised by Clerk of the House, Mary Harris.
What concerns me a little bit about the purpose of the bill is that it goes on to place requirements on members in the way in which they perform their roles, and it's principally about telling members that they need to be effective and efficient. I think members have got to be free to perform their roles as they see fit and as determined by the House's own rules. And legislating for such matters runs the risks of bringing the way in which members act under the jurisdiction of the courts and being quite contrary to Parliament's privileges.
Clerk of the House Mary Harris making a submission on the Members of Parliament Remuneration and Services Bill to the Government Administration Committee. The bill is due to be reported back to the House by September 28.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.